Welcome to the new Mad Cow Show. Moo. I'm pretty sure my other two podcasts, Lulu Island, L-U-L-U space Island, and, or it's, used to be anchor.fm/LULU Island, but it's something else now with podcasters for Spotify. What's it called again? I miss calling it Anchor. Why did they have to change it? Anyway, here I am at my mum's place. I have not felt like recording at all. But I'm pretty sure that because I was a naughty girl while I was fully schizophrenic, literally, audio hallucinations and no visual ones, thank goodness. But yeah, here I am, medicated, but still not completely right. I'm staying at my mum's because I can't seem to eat or sleep properly at my place. But yeah, coming up soon, I think, I'm going to do a chat with Trudy. So, Jessica, if you're listening, if you come over to this station, who knows what's going to happen here? You and I could do a call to listeners, whoever you are. I've been on quite a journey. And it's really bumming me out that my other station's so shadowcast, so I don't even get the 200 listeners I used to get. It's now down to 50. I was already being shadow banned, yeah. Back in the day when Anchor was much more of a cohesive social media platform and not just a broadcasting tool like it is now. Used to be a community here. I miss it. Trudy and Jessica are two little tendrils. I used to have a friendship with someone named Joy, who I might bring onto this podcast as well. Maybe this could be my clean start. But if you want to go through my archives, at one point the podcast was called the Ethical Slut Podcast, but it was not very ethical because that's a book. And then I changed it to the Mad Cow Podcast. I have no idea what this is going to be called. But I guess it's Nobody Lives Here for Now, something. I can't remember what I've called it. I set up a heap of accounts when I was on Anchor and I was trying to figure out what their algorithm was before people were talking about algorithms, but I could tell something was up, it just didn't make sense. That these stations that they had, that we called the paid stations, but I think they were just endorsed stations that they were trying to monetize, everyone was trying to monetize. And us little weirdos from the community, we were an annoyance to their vision, a blot in the vision they had. Anyway, they've well and truly screwed the community now. There's basically nothing left. Just us few, probably pockets in other places as well, people who still communicate, I don't know. But I've managed to have some lasting relationships from 2017. Not bad for only meeting people online. Although Trudy, I met in real life, and Joy, I met in real life as well. So what's it like being bipolar, which is what my current diagnosis is? Well, I don't know.